I'm Silas Taylor. I used to work for the Attorney General's office. I was a lawyer there for 30 years, from Attorney General Chauncey Browning right on through to the current Attorney General. I resigned and retired in the middle of the year last year, and I got an award, which I want to use as a prop. I got an award there from representatives of local solid waste authorities in appreciation of my tremendous service to the solid waste authorities of West Virginia. Now, what was that service? In 1991, and actually in the surrounding years as well, there was a very fitful process whereby the West Virginia enacted a very powerful set of solid waste laws to give local control, a local voice to the host communities that would host these facilities. The local solid waste authorities became the community voice, and they were given power and duties. They were given the power to decide where solid waste facilities could be located within their counties and how big they could be within certain statutory limits. 10,000 for a Class B facility, 30,000 for a Class A facility. No larger facility was allowed. They were given the duty in making that decision to hold public hearings and to consider 10 very specific criteria, including the impact on traffic, roads, historical values, recreational values, things that are important to the local community. That was a very popular law, and it immediately became under severe attack from the solid waste industry. Multiple lawsuits filed in multiple forms, and that's where I came in. I defended a lot of those, not just me. I can't take full credit, but I did basically most of the work for the next 15 years defending the right of host communities to have a voice in the kinds and sizes of solid waste facilities that could be in their community. Now, the low point of that career was 1997, November of 1997, when Judge Stamp of the Northern District struck down the entire regime as violating the Commerce Clause. At that point, I worked with Rita Pauley, Joe Altizer, Larry Harless, who wasn't a staff, the late Larry Harless, and we developed Senate Bill 178. Which mooted the Stamp case and put all the laws back into effect and passed unanimously by both houses as the very first piece of legislation in 1998. Unanimously by both houses, effective immediately. That is the kind of political power that is against the bill that's in front of you today, because it takes away that power. It says, if you build a separate cell, which all landfills are multiple cells, if you build one more cell, you can take all the waste you want without having to consult with the community. Reject this bill. Give the community the voice that I fought so hard to keep.